Good morning again.
Oops, I lost my place already.
Yeast. Y-E-A-S-T. Yeast. What is it? It says here, a microscopic single-celled fungus that reproduces by budding and is capable of converting sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide. A fermenting agent used for centuries, in fact, for over 4,000 years, for baking and for brewing. It is now widely commercially available to everyone, yeast is, since its manufacturing process was streamlined and introduced by a person named Charles Fleischmann at the Philadelphia Centennial Exhibition in 1876. Fleischmann's yeast. Now, in the New Testament, yeast is often written as a symbol of evil and corruption. I read to you from Matthew 16. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They discussed among themselves and said, well, he said this because we probably forgot the bread. Aware of their discussion, however, Jesus said, "You of little faith, why are you talking amongst yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000? And how many basketfuls you gathered afterward? How is it that you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?" Now, similarly, in Mark 8, we have another episode that's just like this. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. "Now be careful," Jesus said to them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod." Now, in today's gospel that Alan just read, it's a little different. Now we're in Matthew 13. He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a person took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked through the dough." Jesus spoke of this and all things to the crowd in parables. Parables. As we know, those parables were stories that Jesus used, designed to teach a lesson. They taught the disciples quite a bit, although it really wasn't easy for them all the time to understand what he was talking about, especially the first time. They had a little bit of a hard time discerning what he was talking about. So it took time for them, one, to get it, and then once they got it, to internalize it and make it real for them. And when one of those disciples did get it, and got that understanding was deep inside him, you could almost hear him say, "Ah, Lord, I get it. And now I will remember that when I teach my ministry as I go forth in your name." So in Matthew 13, we've got the people making bread, the daily bread in the house, kneading the flour with the yeast. We all know that yeast causes dough to rise and makes it more appealing and nourishing. It makes it tasty loaves of bread rather than just wet flour. It chemically expands it. It produces greater volume. It swells it up. And it enables the oven to heat it and give it aroma, texture, and delicious edibility. Now, I think just like yeast makes the dough grow and ultimately get to bread. As we've heard in the parable about the yeast in Matthew 13, the Holy Spirit enables us to grow, to change, to move forward, to change the way we think, the way we act, to help us be able to exhibit acts of kindness, acts of justice, so that others can see in us how God's kingdom is approaching. So the question is, are we prayerfully listening to the Holy Spirit each day in what we do? Do we feel the presence? Are we sensing that what we can do with that Spirit to change ourselves and grow and help God's kingdom to grow? One step at a time, one small step at a time is what we can do. We listen, we feel, we sense, we discern, and we exhibit small steps of leadership, small steps of contribution, of discipleship. They all add up what we do and expand throughout our church and our community. Yes, the Spirit does work within us. Like the yeast rising the dough, it can help us build our church to higher levels of ministry, reaching out visibly to proclaim God's love and God's grace. The more these kinds of things happen visibly, the more we rise up in witness, rise up in stewardship, the more that brothers and sisters all around us will feel that East Avenue United Methodist Church is a place to be, to hear the word, to sing the word, and to follow the word of our Lord toward the kingdom of heaven. So, will we rise to the occasion? What's an occasion? Well, occasion is a point in time. It's an instance of an event, and it's an opportunity to act, to be more visible to others. If we are visible to others through our involvement, through our leadership, through our testimonies of faith, we will be rising to the occasion. What if we don't rise to the occasion? What if this body does not ask for God's guidance? Does not pray to the Holy Spirit for direction and strength to move forward in that direction. Strength to discern what each of us can do to follow the Spirit and walk as Jesus walked. What if we don't? Well, if we don't, among other things, we will run a serious risk that East Avenue United Methodist Church, as an individual standalone parish, may not reach its 150th anniversary 10 years from now. That would be very sad, indeed. Very sad. Now, we have seen churches closed in our own community. In fact, we have brothers and sisters here present that endeavored mightily to keep an incorporated United Methodist Church viable and thriving in this city. And they were deeply saddened when that did not happen. And most of them have said they don't want to go through that again. So let's not. We follow a risen Lord who gave all in sacrifice for us and for the sins of the whole world. This church has a welcoming culture of friendship and giving. East Avenue has buoyed up a loyal, active congregation of Christians for 14 decades. With those attributes, with our talents, our effort, and our resources, it's time for us to do more. Yes, do a little more than just follow the routine of what we've done year after year. Brothers and sisters, it is time to pray. It is time to ask for God's guidance, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to search our souls and discern what each of us can do, each of us, and then to act on what God has shown us and what God has given to us in love and with his grace. We are God's creations. We are the grain that grows in the earth. And the Holy Spirit, indeed, can be the yeast that can change us and help us to rise, to grow in confidence, in loyalty, and with renewed strength. We need to rise up and reach out. We have the opportunity before us. In the days and weeks and months ahead, not only inside of these walls, but outside, we will have occasions to show compassion to others and to demonstrate to them how, just like clocks, our spiritual mainsprings are made taut and strong at East Avenue United Methodist Church, week in and week out, hearing and proclaiming the power of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. We must not be still. We must not be silent. We must rise to the occasion and make things happen together. Amen.